next to last game of the regular season for the Grizzlies. I'm Harlan Hutchison and Jasmine back in the studio as we bring the broadcast tonight from Moberly, the Fitzsimmons John Arena, and the third matchup of the season between the Grizzlies and the Moberly Greyhounds. Moberly is 22-6 on the season, and they've been in the top 25 most of the year. The Grizzlies are 9-19, that is, coming off a win last Wednesday night as they beat the Three Rivers Raiders at home 68-65. Meanwhile, Moberly has been playing pretty well. They're pretty consistent, and we expect the same starting five for them tonight that we have seen in other matchups. And they include Takeo Carpenter, who is a terrific player. Boy, did he light us up last time here. 6'3 guard from Alexandria, Virginia. He is a sophomore. And in that game on February the 10th, won by Moberly 88-73. Carpenter had 28 points, including 8 out of 15 from the three-point line. And the first meeting of the year was January the 10th. And that was in West Plains, where Freddie Cooper had 26 for the Greyhounds, and they beat the Grizzlies 75-59. So we lost by 16 back in January. We lost by 15 on February the 10th. And here on February 28th, we'll see if maybe we can up in the tables a little bit. Some bad news for the Grizzlies. The other night, last Wednesday night, was the healthiest this team has been, I think, for a game since the season first started. Unfortunately, that lasted one game. We're going to be without tonight our two big guys up front, Lionel Kamwimba, freshman, and freshman transfer Trayon Grant Foster. Both will miss the game tonight, both for the same reason. They both got stitches in their mouths. And so we will be smaller for sure. The Grizzlies starting five, Lucas Prola, freshman from Porto Alegre, Brazil, Kyle Germany, 6'3 guard from Detroit, Carlos Paul III from Southfield, Michigan, Herji Hunami, and Javian Downey both start. They're both from north of the border. Burt Burns, Warren Stamper, and Philo DeBeers, the officials in this game, is underway, and the tip is won by Carpenter and the Grizzlies. Will be on defense to start the ball game. Greyhounds in the right corner. It'll be a man-to-man by the Grizzlies. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to match up with the bigger guys in the corner. Carpenter catch and shoot for a follow-away for three. No good. Rebound over the back, though. Taken down by Cameron Williams. And the Greyhounds will shoot another three in the right point. Banked off the backboard. No good. Rebound Grizzlies. And here we go. Lucas Prola up the left side. Back pass. Javian Downey across to Germany in the corner. Lucas Prola in the left corner to Javian. To the point, Urji Hunami had a career-high 20 here last time. Drives the lane, puts it up off the board, and good. Urji gives us a lead, 2-0. 2-0 Grizzlies, 50 seconds in. Moberly on offense, down the right side. With the ball, Keely Evans, pass underneath. Ball blocked away by Germany, but a foul be called as Carpenter got the ball to the basket and was fouled by Kyle Germany. That'll be in the act of shooting. K.O. Carpenter will go to the free throw line. K.O. Carpenter, Xavier Sykes, Akili Evans, Freddie Cooper, and Cameron Williams. The starting five for the Moberly Greyhounds. 22-6 on the season. Free throw is good by K.O. Carpenter. And one more try is coming. He waits and shoots, and off the back iron, but good. Carpenter ties the game at two. Up the left side, Prola. Backcourt gives it back to Downey, facing some pressure. Feeding up the right sideline. Urji takes it to the wing, pulls it back out. Round the horn it goes, Lucas Prola with it. What a great game he had last Wednesday night. Here's a drive to the hole. Layup is good by Javian Downey, who cuts down the lane. Good ball movement that time by the Grizzlies on the pass. And Javian Downey finishes with a two. Now a quick shot from the free throw line is no good by Cameron Williams. Rebounded by Carlos Paul. Grizzlies in the blue going left to right. Up the right side, Urchi Hanami to the corner. Kyle Germany picked up by the big guy, Williams. He is 6'8". Now out near the timeline, Lucas Perla, guarded by Carpenter. Gets it over top of the circle on the left sideline. Javian Downey to the right wing. Germany steps across, shoots a three ball. Good by Kyle from out high. And Kyle Germany makes it a 6-2 ball game. Or did they give him? They just gave him a two on that, not a three, but it was a two. It's 6-2. Still a good shot. At the point, Evans gets the ball over. Now back to Evans, left side. Fires one up. That's a brick off the sidearm picked up by Carlos Paul. Kyle Germany with it. Carlos over to Javian Downey in the corner. Lucas Perla with an up fake, puts it on the deck, drives through, lost the basketball, kicked away, picked up now by the Greyhounds. And the Grizzlies turn the basketball over for the first time tonight. Left side, left corner, Carpenter with a three. No good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball with 17:24 to go in the first half. Good start for the Grizzlies here at Moberly tonight. Not many times do you get a chance to say that. Good start at Moberly. Fitzsimmons, John Arena, this brand new floor that they put in here just looks fantastic. Really nice. This is not a new facility, but it still looks great. And well-maintained, the home of the four-time national champion, Moberly Greyhounds. Inbound play, up the floor quickly, ball deflected, bad pass by Urgy is stolen. So another turnover there, could have gone up by six, maybe seven, up the left side. Sykes drives, puts it up and good. Tough play, tough shot. Xavier Sykes, good little point guard. With his first bucket, it's 6-4. So without the big guys tonight, the Grizzlies playing pretty much with all guards across the court. Across court, Urgy fakes the pass, puts up the shot. No good, slapped off the backboard. And it's controlled by Akili Evans, and back will come. Moberly with the ball with a chance to tie. 6-4, Lucas Perla on Evans. That's a tough matchup. Hook pass back out around the horn, left corner. Open shot for a three ball is no good. Evans gets the rebound, though. And they're going to get a lot of rebounds tonight. Out front, Carpenter, cut off by Downey. Now curls down the lane, bounce pass under good feed. Layup off the glass is good by Freddie Cooper. And we got a 30-second timeout by the Grizzlies. 16:28 to play in the first half from Fitzsimmons John Arena in Moberly, Missouri. The score tied up at 6-6. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Back to play after the timeout. Grizzlies in the backcourt being pressured by Moberly, and that's been the case since we started. Two turnovers by the Grizzlies. Lucas Perla at front court has it stolen from behind. Two-on-two break. Step through. Evans drives in, lays it up and good. Akili Evans' first basket comes straight off the turnover. Front court. They trap in the corner. Get it back out middle of the floor. Now on the right sideline. Javian Downey down the low block. Carlos Paul has it. He's double-teamed. Now they'll make it a straight-up one-on-one move. Now in the paint. Back outside to the point. Lucas Perla with 8 on the shot clock. Lucas goes left, cut off, down the right side, fall away from the baseline. Jumper won't go. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies, and we'll get 20 on the shot clock. Kenan Peebles will come in. I mean, this is when you're missing two guys out of your lineup, it's all hands on deck on a night like this. I asked Coach Fay, I said, all right, so what's the plan without your big guys tonight? And he said, go. Here's inbound play, and we'll have a five-second violation on the Grizzlies, so they turn the ball over for the fourth time. Grizzlies in the blue with the red and white. Greyhounds in the gray with red. Sykes out front over on the right side. Pass to the baseline. Cameron Williams with an up fake. Dribbles in, leans in, shoots over Kamari Vincent, and that's good. And Kamari doesn't have much of a chance if he's going to have to guard that. Cameron Williams is a big lad. And now the Greyhounds are up by four. 10-6. Left side, left corner. Back to the point. Lucas Perla behind the back pass at the point. Kendon's got an open three. It's off the back iron and won't fall. Rebound by the Greyhounds. Up the right side, front court, Freddie Cooper. Feeds it over at the left elbow. Carpenter back to Cooper. Leans in, got away with the wad, got it to Cameron Williams, baseline. Pull up 15-foot shot, no good. Slapped off the backboard, kept alive. Picked up by Javian Downey, and a foul on the Greyhounds on the rebound. Finally called. Over the back foul. Keely Evans will be called for the foul. That's his first. So both teams have a foul in the ball game. Tariq Anderson and Nelson Reynolds will come in. Reynolds is a guard. Tariq Anderson, 6'6 forward. He is a really good athlete. Not much of a free throw shooter, but he's a really good athlete. In the backcourt, Grizzly basketball. Kyle Germany up the right side. Riley Whitaker in the ball game as Lucas Prola gets a break. Kyle gets it over the timeline with a second to spare and will reset the offense. 10-6 game. Grizzlies had a little run to start. Moberly's had their own here. Javian Downey, Kyle Germany out front going to the left. Gets it over to Whitaker, shoots a long three, and that's around and off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Greyhounds. Here they come back. Sykes on the right side, little left-handed point guard. Steps through, kick pass back out on the wing. Fake shot by Reynolds. He'll drive into the paint. Left-hand runner is up and good. Nelson Reynolds, his first basket. 14 minutes to play, first half, 12-6 game. We need to score here. Grizzlies led 6-2, been outscored 10-0 since then. Down the lane, here's a drive in, up, no good, blocked out of bounds. Kyle Germany shot. Tariq Anderson got a hand on that, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Got to move the ball on offense. When we've moved the ball tonight, we've got great shots and we're able to make something out of it. Now pass in the left corner on the inbound play. Kamari Vincent out to Riley Whitaker. Got 7 on the shot clock. I hope we're aware of that. Bounce pass in. Knocked away. Picked up Germany. Going to shoot a 3 from the right point. Kyle knocks it in. That was definitely a 3. 5 points for Kyle. Big shot. That pulls us back within 3. Now at the other end of 3. Good by Sykes. Xavier Sykes with his first 3 of the night. And he has 5 points himself. 15-9. Hook pass to the far right corner. Riley Whitaker cut off by Sykes. Outside pass, tipped away, out of bounds. Good defense there by Freddie Cooper for the Greyhounds. Getting in the passing lane, knocking it out. And in the game, as Javian Downey will get a break. Gage Pitts from Thayer. Feeling pretty good these days. His arm is better. And his Thayer Bobcats winners last night over Fatima in the state playoffs. Down the right side, Kamari Vincent drives around the horn pass, and we'll have a foul call against the Greyhounds. And that'll be against Nelson Reynolds. That'll be the second team foul on Moberly. 15-9 score, Greyhounds by 6. Kyle Germany on the inbound play. Again, the Grizzlies play without Lionel Kimwemba and Trayon Grant Foster tonight. Both have injuries with stitches in both their mouths. That's conducive to re-injury. So they're out tonight. Inbound play and stole it away. Germany's inbound pass picked off and now pass across. Fumble, picked up, laid up, and good. That was Akili Evans. 5 turnovers to none from Moberly so far. Front court, Whitaker gets it over. Gage Pitts had it knocked away. That was a bad pass by Riley to throw it between 3 gray shirts. And now back in the front court. And this is how you get blown out. Shot in the left corner, no good. Rebound long, though. Kyle Germany has it. 17-9. If it's a 50-50 pass, don't do it against a good defensive team. And this is a good defensive team. Gage Pitts for the Grizzlies. Needing a bucket. Whitaker sets, shoots a 3 from the left point. Good. Riley Whitaker connects from behind the 3-point line. That's the old equalizer right there. Riley's first basket, 17-12. Needs some stops, though, and even this thing up. Out front, driving through. Step-through shot high off the board. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Kendon Peebles. It'll be Moberly basketball. Well, there will be one more regular season game as Lucas Prola and Urji Hunami come in for Kyle Germany and Kamari Vincent. Grizzlies will take the bus to Sedalia on Saturday night. Inbound play. Greyhounds will get it in. Now pass in the corner. Anderson back around. It goes. Left side, Nelson Reynolds picked up by Riley Whitaker. Left baseline, Sykes around the horn. Pass to Carpenter in the corner. And now he'll drive in and have to feed it back outside. Here's a three, and that's an air ball. Shot by Achille Evans, and the Grizzlies come away with it. Could use a bucket here. Kendon Peebles with the ball over on the left sideline. Right wing, Riley with another three. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Moberly's Nelson Reynolds. He comes up the left side. He's cut off by Whitaker on the sideline, now in the middle of the floor. Xavier Sykes. Carpenter with it out front, guarded by Peebles. Steps through, kicks it out to the right corner. Curling over the top. That should have been a walk, but it's going to be a turnover all the same on Moberly, their first of the ball game. And the Grizzlies come back with it. Lucas Prola to the point. To the right side, Gage Fitz drives the lane, kicks it to the corner. Kendon's wide open with a three, and it's good. Kendon Peebles with the bucket. And it was a three. He is one of our better three-point shooters, actually, on balance for the season. Now the front court, the Greyhounds with a three by Carpenter. No good. Good block off by Urji Hanami on the weak side on Anderson, allowing Lucas Prola to have the basketball. Bounce to the corner and thrown away. Bad pass by Lucas at the feet of Kendon. Seven turnovers now in the Grizzlies here in the first 10 minutes. And with that, Carlos Paul III will come in for Kendon, give him a break. Now in the front court, K.O. Carpenter. High screen left picked up by Peebles. Puts it on the floor and now is cut off. Whistle away from the basketball. And Urji Hanami will get called for the personal foul. That's the one big danger with the way things are in this ball game, personnel-wise. Grizzlies being smaller are going to get some fouls. Here's a shot in the corner on the inbound. Catch and shoot is good. That is Cooper. Freddie Cooper now with four. It's 19-15. Gage Fitz drives, kicks it to the right corner to Urji Hanami. Grizzlies down by four. Left side, Prola drives in, goes up, got his shot blocked, and it's taken away by Anderson. Up the left side, K.O. Carpenter. Backs down in the paint, follow-away jump shot. Tough shot, but it's good. K.O. Carpenter with his first field goal. And it's 21-15. They've got three guys on this team that are really good one-on-one players. Left side, Prola will drive in, kicks it outside. Whitaker around the horn, Gage Pitts. Keeps the pass inside, knocked away. Tariq Anderson will be called for a reach-over foul, though. And that'll be his first. Tariq Anderson isn't necessarily the type of player that you look at and you think, man, you'd love to start that kid on your ball team. But one thing for sure, he is a very nice accessory coming off the bench playing in the post. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Kendon Peebles is right back in the ball game. Javian Downey, 15 on the shot clock. Kendon goes baseline, got cut off. Back out it goes to Downey. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Grizzlies down 6, 21-15. Down the paint, Javian, up and around, scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul, good strong move. Busts it up and good with a baby hook. The CP3 baby hook. Nice job by Carlos, 21-17. Grizzlies staying in the ball game. 21-17 with 8:50 to go in the first half. Three ball is good by Nelson Reynolds from the left corner. Grizzlies come back, Urji Hanami. The court set the offense. On the left side, Lucas Prola, 24-17. Lucas goes baseline, steps back, jump shot from the left corner is good. Lucas with a step back two from about 15 feet away and has his first basket. Now a quick three at the other end is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes off. Kendon Peebles has it. Grizzlies get control. Down by five. Back from the left to right in the blue. Here's Lucas Prola. On the left side, pass to the corner, up fake by Urji Hanami, back to Prola. On the right point, Kendon Peebles, back to Lucas. Left outside. Beats his man on the drive all the way. Lays it up and good. And a foul on the play. And the basket counts. Lucas Prola doing what he can do, putting the ball on the deck and finishing at the rim. That foul will be on Freddie Cooper, his first. So Lucas with the two and fouled on the shot. 24-21. This basketball team just has an entirely different look about it with Lucas Prola a part of the mix. He is a heck of a good player. Free throw for the three-point play won't go, and the ball will be tipped over and picked up by Keeley Evans. And Moberly comes back. Evans crossover, nice move, drives the lane, puts it up on the drive, no good. Tipped in the air, picked up by Javian Downing. Urgy to the front court. Lucas to the corner. Wide open. Kendon Peebles for the tie. No good. Ball will be slapped long by Hunami. Picked up by Evans. Here come the Greyhounds on the run. Imagine that. Pass to the middle. Here's Williams. Turns to the middle. Cross court pass on the wing. Ball fake. Now here's Sykes driving the lane. Puts it up off the glass and good. Xavier Sykes has seven. 26-21. Prola, front court, cross court. Pass too high, out of bounds. Javian threw the ball to Carlos Paul, and that was about a foot too high. Turnover number 8.5. Kyle Germany will come in. Javian gets a break. ...26-21. 7:10 to go in the first half. Out front, Cameron Williams gets the ball to the point guard, guarded by Lucas Prola. Left side in the corner. Bounce pass down low. Turn to the middle, and here's a little baby hook. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds, by Cameron Williams, and it'll go back to the Grizzlies. Last time we played up here, I was going to check. We were pretty much out of the game by halftime. Not the case here tonight. Kenan Peebles still be fouled on a pass to him at the high post on a reach-in that time. Probably. Well, that will be on Akili Evans. That'll be his second foul. That's good for the Grizzlies. And we'll get another sub. Isaiah Robertson comes into the basketball game for the Greyhounds. Front court, down low, posting up, Carlos Paul. Hook pass back out to the far right point, Lucas Prola. 14 on the shot clock, 26-21, Grizzlies trail by 5. On the baseline, Prola stops, pass out to Kyle Germany, 6 on the shot clock. Kyle's going to have to shoot it. Pass to the corner, here's open. Shot by Kamari Vincent, good for three. Kamari Vincent with a clutch shot right at the end of the possession. His first basket of the ball game. 26-24. Down the key, Carpenter cut off on the baseline. Cameron Williams, whistle, and we'll get a foul called on Carlos Paul as he bumped Williams in midair and moved him. So Carlos will get called for that. I was looking in the stats from the last game and doesn't have the halftime score. Pass underneath here. Williams with a catch and shoot. Good. He had Riley Whitaker on him, and there's no way Riley can guard Williams. ...28-24. Grizzlies down by 4. High post. Riley open. 15-foot shot. Good. Riley Whitaker has made 2 buckets. He has 5 points. Over on the left side, Isaiah Robertson. Now out front, K.O. Carpenter, crossover, pull up, left elbow, jump shot, no good. There's Riley with a rebound for the Grizzlies. Down by 2 with a chance to tie with 5:18 to go in the half. Kamari Vincent beats his man, passes over on the baseline. Open for 2. Carlos, it's good. We're tied at 28. Timeout called by Pat Smith. And the Moberly Greyhounds. It'll be a full timeout. 5:10 to go in the first half. And I guess they're going to count that last shot as a three, so we'll take that. It was a three, not a two. And Carlos has five, and the Grizzlies are up by one. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here during the timeout. 29-28, Grizzlies have rallied to take a one-point lead here at Fitzsimmons John Arena tonight. Now, also tonight, Three Rivers and State Fair are playing. If the loser of that game will host the Grizzlies in the play-in game next Tuesday night. The Grizzlies will play at State Fair Saturday night, so it's possible that we could be making two trips to Sedalia in 4 days. I would much rather go to Poplar Bluff. Here's Sykes as we come back to play. Shoots nearly an air ball. It just barely grazed the lip of the rim. Here comes the Grizzlies up the right side. Urgy with it. On the right corner, Kyle Germany into the post. Carlos posts up. Here's the ball knocked away, stolen. As Carlos put it on the floor. Back the other way. Step through, and the layup is up and good by Freddie Cooper. He has six. Nine turnovers on the Grizzlies, 30-29. Makes you wonder if we took better care of the basketball, how much better off would we be? Here's a drive by Lucas Prola. Puts it up on the drive. Good, and a foul on the play. Lucas split the defense, got knocked to the floor, and got the little left-hand floater to go, and that gives the Grizzlies the lead back at 31-30. So it's a bucket in one. Lucas has six. And he gets a free throw to go along with it. Fouls on Isaiah Robertson. For Moberly. So, Lucas with the free throw attempt. First time that Lucas has played in a game against Moberly this year. Free throw, no good. He's 0 for 2 from the line, which is odd. 31-30 Grizzlies with 4:15 to play. First half from Moberly. Left point, open shot for a three, and that's good. Cooper, his first three of the ball game, he has 9 points. 33-31. He scored 26 on the Grizzlies back early in January. Prola out front, 33-31. Grizzlies down by two. Germany down the lane, gets a feed from Prola, goes up for the shot. Tipped away, saved from going out of bounds. Moberly gets control of it. Step through, here's a tie-up. And will it be a tie for a foul? Looks like it's going to be a foul on Kendon Peebles. As Cooper cut across the lane from right to left and got tied up, but a foul's called on Kendon. That's his first. And with that, it'll be inbounded from underneath. To the corner, Sykes, picked up by Prola. Whistle, and we'll have another foul call. That's going to be on Kendon Peebles for a holding foul inside on Cameron Williams. And why would you need to hold Cameron Williams? Well, he's 6'8", 240 pounds. Here's the inbound play. Tough to get it in. Sykes throws it. That's going to be 5 seconds. Good defense by the Grizzlies. Only the second turnover on Moberly, but Grizzlies get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead here with 3:32 to play in the first half. Germany over to Lucas Prola. Keeps the dribble up the left sideline. And now he'll be tied up. No foul will be called in the front court. Xavier Sykes. He and Sykes have got a little thing going on right now. Kind of back and forth. They're guarding each other. And Lucas will go to the free throw line. He foul number 7 on the Greyhounds, so it's a 1-1. We've only shot 2 free throws in the first. Both teams have just 2 free throws in the first half. And Lucas shot them both, but is 0-2. Need one here to cut it to 1, though. Here's the free throw by Lucas, and it's no good. slapped off the rim, loose on the deck. Urgy after it, loose, still picked up now by Carpenter, and he'll get it across court to Sykes. 33-31, 3:10 to go. Sykes on the dribble at the point. Shoots from the right elbow, pull-up jumper is good. 9 points for Sykes. 35-31. Boy, he is quick. Germany, front court over to Lucas Sprola. Drives the baseline. Cut off there by Williams. Now he'll circle back outside. Should have a mismatch inside. Carlos with an advantage, but can't get him the basketball. Three ball by Kyle Germany. It's a point. It's good. And Kyle cuts it back to one, 35-34. Two threes tonight for Kyle Germany. He has 8 points. Up fake out front by Achille Evans. Kicks it to the right corner. Baseline move. Here's Carpenter. Goes up. No good. Too strong. Got it back. Fall away from 10. That's short. And the rebound is tied up. And it will be, should be Grizzly basketball. And it will be. Lucas Sprola got in there and scuffled with Cameron Williams. Oh, really? They're going to call Lucas Sprola for a foul going for that loose ball. Well, that's one of the worst of the year right there. Warren, you missed that one. Here's the inbound play underneath. I mean, they were just tied up. Here's the shot in the left wing. Carpenter for a three. No good. Rebound to Carlos Paul. Now a chance to take the lead. Urgy Hunami in the front court. Pass on the wing. Thrown away. Last touch by the Greyhounds. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Grizzlies down by one. Now Riley Whitaker will come in for the Grizzlies for Urgy Hunami. Key in these last 2 minutes. Get some good shots and keep this close going in at halftime. Javian down the paint to the right corner. Kamari's got the three, and it's going to be short. Ball comes off to the right side. Achille Evans for Moberly back from right to left. 1:45 to play in the first half. Evans keeps the ball cut. He is guarded by Kamari Vinson. Now he's cut off. Feed it inside. Williams got it. Put it up off the glass. Spin move up and good. Down by three, 37-34. Germany front court gets it to Kamari Vinson. Now JV and Downey with it. JD gets it over. Now an offensive foul. JV on a handoff. Evidently, they were going to call him for the blocking foul as he handed the ball off to Kyle Germany. 10th turnover on the Grizzlies. 10-2 is the difference. 37-34. Cale Carpenter at the point to the right wing. Ball fake, dribble baseline around the horn, pass to the left wing. Open shot for Reynolds for three is good. He is a good shooter. And now with a minute to go, down by six. Kyle Germany to the right point. Javian Downey. It'd be a good idea to get the ball inside to Carlos if you can here. Kyle with it at the point. High screen, goes to the left. Now pulls up with a three ball. That's no good. Short rebound. K.O. Carpenter with 34 seconds to play in the half. Have to stop the basketball first. Lob pass to the high post. Williams will shoot from 15. No good. Rebound long. JV and Downey has it. Now shot clock will be off. Last shot of the half for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany to the point to Whitaker. 14 seconds to play in the half. Out near the timeline with 12. Javian to the point. Carlos, ball fake, drives all the way in. Goes up right hand. Scoop shot is good. Carlos Paul at the horn. And the Grizzlies pull back within four. Again, with one of their better halves of basketball here in the second half of the season. Carlos has seven. And at the half, the Grizzlies find themselves down by just four here at Moberly, 40-36. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.